Let's try to reconstruct what we know about today's assassination of Benazir Bhutto, opposition leader and former prime minister of Pakistan. She was attending what was described as her first public meeting in Rawalpindi, a city outside of Islamabad, since returning to Pakistan in October when she was assassinated. Freelance journalist Graham Usher did not witness the attack but was at that rally. Would you just walk us through it, Mr. Usher? What kind of an event was it?
It was an election rally for the Pakistani elections in January the 8th, and she had just finished addressing the rally. It was quite a highly charged speech. It wasn't that well attended. I'd say about 5,000 to 10,000 people, which by Pakistani standards is quite small. She left the stage, and most of the crowd started to go home. We then heard an explosion, and according to eyewitnesses, what happened is that as she approached her car to leave the rally, a man on a motorbike drove up, opened fire, and then exploded, and she was killed as a result of the bullet fire. She was basically driven to hospital, underwent emergency surgery, and then passed away. And according to doctors, it was from a bullet wound to the neck rather than from the blast itself. 17 other people were killed at the site of the blast, and dozens were wounded, including police officers. But that's essentially what happened. It happened at the end of the rally when most people were leaving. And I didn't witness it by sight, but I heard the blast, and I saw the scenes very soon thereafter.
Now, you mentioned that only 5,000 to 10,000 people, which you thought was not a huge crowd, attended this. Was that because of a lack of popularity or because people were anxious about just such an attack as this?
I think a mixture of both. There were very real fears, particularly with Benazir Bhutto. When she returned to Pakistan on October the 18th in Karachi, there was another attempt on her life, and on that occasion, over 140 people were killed, but she escaped unharmed. So there was a very real fear that wherever she addressed rallies, they would be targeted, presumably by Islamic militants. But there was also, I think, there is also, generally in Pakistan, a degree of political apathy. People are not excited about the upcoming elections. They widely suspect that they will be rigged. And although Benazir Bhutto headed a popular party in Pakistan, she did not enjoy mass support, particularly in areas such as Rawalpindi and the Punjab.
Granted that no security can be perfect, are people there surprised that a motorcycle could drive up closely enough to attack Benazir Bhutto given the amount of security she was supposed to have had?
Well, this, of course, will be the question. Certainly at the rally, there was a heavy police presence. There was a number of police cordons around the area where she was speaking. In order to get into the area, you had to go through metal detectors. And she also has her own phalanx of security bodyguards made up of people from her own party. But, of course, the question is, how was it that in leaving this heavily guarded rally and in going to her car, a motorcycle could get close enough to kill her? It's not clear how close he got, but the eyewitnesses are saying that he drove up and certainly was close enough to open fire and then detonate. So yes, there will be questions asked. There will certainly be accusations leveled by members of her party who have always accused the government of not providing her with enough security.
Okay, Graham Usher, thanks very much. Freelance reporter who witnessed some of today's events in Rawalpindi and is reconstructing that story for us as we go along this morning. We'll bring you more as we learn it about the assassination.